Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or maybe even one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 38, we head to Lisbon. Just near the River Tejo lies what's perhaps one of the most unique structures in the Portuguese capital. A house covered in diamond-shaped pyramids. Here's our Carlota Rebelo with more.
A stroll around the neighbourhood of Alfama in Lisbon is a treat in every traditional thing Portugal has to offer. Just think sardines and fado music. But if you walk to the riverside area, you will stumble upon one of the most peculiar buildings of the Portuguese capital, the Casa dos Bicos, or translated, the House of Spikes. Built in the 16th century, this architectural curiosity gained its name from the 1,125 diamond-shaped stones that cover its facade. It is believed that it was never intended to be known as the House of Spikes, but rather as the House of Diamonds, due to the striking resemblance to the Palazzo dei Diamanti in Italy. But the people just called it the House of Spikes, and that's how it has always been known ever since. The house belonged to Afonso de Albuquerque, the Portuguese Viceroy of India, who was enchanted and inspired by the latest trends in Renaissance architecture during his trips to Italy in 1521. While the diamond-shaped stones are the reason why this house became so famous, architecturally speaking, it was the combination of these with the exuberant arched windows, typical of Portugal's Manueline style, that made this building so unique. It's also one of the very few structures that survived the devastating earthquake of 1755, which redesigned downtown Lisbon to the point we know it today. A couple of years later, in 1827, the Albuquerque family decided to sell the house, with it even becoming a warehouse for salted cod at some point. In the 1960s, the city of Lisbon decided to buy it back, and the house remained empty for a decade or two. When the restoration began, archaeologists found remains from the Roman and Moorish periods, including parts of the Roman city wall of Lisbon and antiques from a Roman factory which made fish preserves and sauces. Through old drawings and paintings, they were also able to restore the damage caused by the 1755 earthquake and return the House of Spikes to its former glory. Today, its interior is occupied by the Saramago Foundation, a space dedicated to the Nobel Prize-winning writer José Saramago. After many years boarded up, the Casa dos Bicos is again open to the public. And even though this is not Portugal's diamond palace, it sure is one of the most precious gems in the city of Lisbon.
You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Carlota Rebelo for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.